Our president is against the installation of a paramount chief in Zambia called Paramount Chief Kipimukulu. And the president has failed to give reasons. But many people in Zambia know that his reasons are just motivated by malice and hatred for Bemba chief. So I came to the province where this chief is to speak on the radio to offer my solidarity. Then on that radio program, I strongly criticized the bad leadership of the president. I called him a crooked sweet potato that cannot be straightened. It's a phrase or a saying in the local language where this chief comes from, which is not insulting. It's a commonly used phrase to explain the attitude of a person who doesn't want to be advised, who doesn't want to be counseled.
Father Bwalya, if you call the country's leader as a sweet potato, don't you think that there will be repercussions?
There wouldn't be repercussions because the saying I used is not insulting, and it is commonly used to explain the attitude of a person who refuses to be corrected, refuses to be advised, refuses to be counseled. And it was not the first time that I was calling him Tumbumunsholowa, which means a crooked potato that cannot be threatened. It was not the first time.
Father, you were also charged with inciting violence because some of your rhetoric, officials say, border on inciting people to go on sometimes violently clashing with police.
I've never been charged for inciting violence before. This is the first time. And for your information, this charge is just stamped up, it's cooked. In fact, they tried to change it to conduct likely to breach the order of peace. But I refused. I said, since you have already given me this charge, you can't change it. I told you to change it. And I protested that I was being harassed, I was being persecuted, because I know that somebody from the capital city, somebody probably from the president's office, called the police officers and asked them to change that charge of proposing violence to conduct likely to breach the order of peace. Otherwise, I only criticize the bad leadership of our president. You may be aware that his bad leadership is known by every Zambian. He doesn't know any etiquette, no diplomacy. You remember when your former president, George, came to Zambia, you know, he just behaved in a cantankerous manner, saying to him that he couldn't be, keep me waiting here. You are president, you are a former president, and we cannot thank you for what you are doing for this country because you are just returning what you got from us. And George Bush, because he's American, he don't tolerate nonsense. He said to him, come on, we were never colonized. We are not colonizers. And we are colonized just like you. And this is the type of person I am also. I don't tolerate nonsense. And many Zambians today are not tolerating nonsense from leaders. They are costing us development. They have become wasteful. They have become corrupt, nepotist, only appointing in-laws and relatives and so on. And we are all attacking and defending this bad leadership. But, of course, when they arrest us, to harass us, they need to find something to charge us with in order for them to lock us up. So sometimes they think you are proposing violence. Other times, the conduct likely to breach the order of peace. They can even say treason. It needs nothing to warrant treason.
Father Bwalya, some people are saying that why don't you wait till the next general election in order to make your presence known instead of fomenting and creating tension in the country, which, as you said, could possibly lead to violence.
Tell me which country in the world where the opposition is told to stop providing checks and balances until when they go to the election. I've never seen such a country. I've never seen such a country. The opposition is there to provide checks and balances. That's what we are doing. If the government has become wasteful, they are inducing by-elections. If the government has become corrupt, nepotistic, we can't wait until the election year. We have to provide checks and balances.
No, we are not
saying to the people, remove this guy immediately. That's not what we are doing.
Father Bwalya, there's a constitutional provision that prevents people from insulting the president. You are aware of this provision. Now, so whether you call the president a crooked potato that can't be straightened by advice or anything, you realize that some people can look at it and say, indeed, you are insulting the president, irrespective of the context that you are speaking of.
Yeah, of course, people who are not familiar with the saying that I use may think that I'm insulting. But Zambians who are familiar with the saying know that I didn't insult. The other thing is that these insult laws are draconian, archaic laws that we inherited from our colonial masters. They have lost meaning, but a dictator such as our president is trying to take advantage of these bad laws to control people, to silence us, to persecute us, and to harass us. He personally called me on 13th November and personally threatened me. I'm not the only one he has called personally to threaten. He has called other citizens as well. And we are not going to stop criticizing him for fear of going to prison because of these rotten laws that he's taking advantage of. We will not.
Now, so when do you go back to court?
I go back to court on 21st of this month. Then the trial is on 6th February, that is next month. And I'm relishing that time for the trial so that I can prove to our country, men and women, I can prove to the world that this is a man that cannot be advised. This is a man sometimes who says things that makes you wonder whether he thinks before he does certain things.